Okay, let's get started. We are going to finish off Perek Gimel of Maseches Brachos today with Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, and then we're going to begin Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav is going to discuss different types of tumah of situations when a person, a man or a woman, is impure, is tameh. We're not going to go into such detail about exactly why they're tameh or what happens and so on, but we're just going to talk a little bit about what the halacha is. Says the Mishnah Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, zav shera'a kari. A zav is someone, we don't really have this anymore nowadays, but a zav is someone who would have some sort of an illness, and he was tameh for 7 days. 7 days, shera'a kari. And we learned in the previous mission about a bal kari, such a person who's really tameh for 1 day, has to immerse himself and go into a mikvah in order to become tahor. But a zav, so he's both, he's a zav and a bal kari. He's technically supposed to be tameh for 7 days and just for 1 day. Venida shepolta shechva zera. Nida is a type of woman who's also tameh, and she sort of has the status as well of someone who's a nida who has to be tameh for 7 days. But she's also shepolta shechva zera. She's also someone who sort of has the status. It's really defined as like being a balkari. Also, she's also sort of in both. She's a nida who's tameh for 7 days, and she's also a lady who's shepolta shechva zera, who's like a balkari who's tameh for 1 day. And also, similar type of a situation where a woman sort of has both of these types of statuses, a level of tuma, says the Mishnah, tzrichin tvila, that she needs to immerse herself in the mikvah, or a man, a zav, needs to go into a mikvah, and once he goes into a mikvah, once he immerses himself in a mikvah, then he has the ability to learn, and then he has the ability to daven. Again, he would have the, in terms of the takana, the decree that Ezra established in the previous Mishnah, so we assume that even according to the Tanakhama, even though the man's a zav, even though the woman's a nida, even though there's this extra status of 7 days of tumah, of being impure, because the person immersed in the mikvah, because the person went into the mikvah to get rid of this balkari status, the person is allowed to daven, is allowed to say kriya shema, and so on. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that there's no purpose in immersing in the mikvah. There's no purpose in going into a mikvah, because even if, says Rabbi Yehuda, you go into a mikvah, you still have the status of being a zav for 7 days. You still have the status of being a nida and so on for 7 days, and therefore immersing in the mikvah would not allow such a person to learn Torah, would not allow such a person to say Kriya Shema. So machlokas in our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda regarding whether or not getting rid of the smaller, less severe, less intense type of tuma, whether it's being really a balkari, allows you then to learn, even though you're still a zav, even though you're still a nida, even though you have the more severe type of tuma. Okay, let's continue with Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Until now, we have been discussing the halachos of Kriyas Shema. When to recite Kriyas Shema, how to recite Kriyas Shema, when you can and can't recite Kriyas Shema, and so on and so forth. Now we're going to begin a discussion of Shmona Esrei as you begin Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction to this Mishnah, it's important just to know that the way that the Torah calculates hours, when the Torah says 3 hours, 7 hours, and so on, it's referring to what we call as Sha'os Zmanios, which for those of you who perhaps learned the fourth paragraph of Brachos in Gemara, hopefully you learned this idea, that what Sha'os Zmanios mean, the way that the Torah, that the Mishnah, calculates hours in the day, isn't 60 minutes like we're used to. Now, for us, 60 minutes is an hour. But in the times of the Mishnah, we take however many hours there are of daylight, of light, of when the sun is showing, and we divide that by 12. So in the winter, when there's less daylight, there's less time in an hour. In the summer, when there's more daylight, when the sun's out for longer, we divide it, and there's more time in an hour in the summer. So it really depends what type of year we are at, and that's how the Torah would calculate hours. Tfilas HaShachar Al-Chatzo, says the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar, Shacharis, can be said until Chatzos. The morning Tfilah can be said, according to the Tanakhama, until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Arba Shaos, says Rabbi Yehuda, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can daven Shacharis until Arba shows until 4 hours into the day. Again, not 4 60-minute hours into the day, but 4 shows zmanios hours into the day. Dividing it by 12, 4 of those hours, 1/3 of the day, you may daven shacharis. We should also know that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda throughout this Mishnah is not just about davening, but it's really about the karbanos. That the karbanos, based on the Gemara in Mesachas Brachos, the karbanos, rather the tefilos, the prayers that we say every single day, shacharis, mincha, and mariv, are really patterned after the karbanos that were brought. There's a tamid shel shachar, a karban tamid that was brought every single morning. There was a tamid shel bein harbayim, and there was an afternoon karban tamid that was brought in the afternoon. And there was a hekter chalav and ve'evar, and they would burn, like we learned in the first Mishnah, they would burn the fats and limbs. So the tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid, corresponds to shacharis. The karban tamid shel bein harbayim corresponds to mincha. And the hekter chalav and ve'evar, the burning of the fats and the limbs, corresponds to mariv. And we'll see carbon musaf, this carbon musaf as well, which we say musaf, and we would bring a carbon musaf on Rosh Chodesh, on Yamim Tovim, on Shabbos, and that corresponds to the carbon musaf. So when there's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, they're not only arguing about davening, they're really saying, when can you bring the carbon? And whenever you can bring the carbon until is when you can daven that tefillah until. Tefillah sa mincha ad ha'erev, says the Tanakam, you can daven mincha until the evening, until shki, until sunset. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag ha'mincha, says Rabbi Yehuda, that you can daven mincha, not until the evening, but until what we call plag ha'mincha, which is about an hour and a quarter before sunset, which is halfway between the period called Mincha Kitana and Shkia, which we'll perhaps discuss a different time. But the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, when can Mincha be said? Until, according to the Tanakama, until the evening, according to Rabbi Yehuda, until Plag HaMincha. Now, who do we paskin like in terms of Mincha? So the truth is, the Gemara even tells us that we don't paskin like either. You can hold like either the Tanakama, this is very rare, but this is how the halacha is in terms of Mincha. You can either paskin like the Tanakama, or you can paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but the difference is going to be in terms of Mariv. If you hold like the Tanakama, that davening Mincha can be done ad ha'erev, until the evening, then you can only daven Musaf, you can only daven Mariv after the evening. So if you were to daven Mincha right before Shkia, right before sunset, then you have to daven Mariv after sunset. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and you hold that you can daven Mincha only until Plag HaMincha, then you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, then you can daven Mariv after Plag HaMincha. But you can't daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha and Mariv after Plag HaMincha. That would be what the Gemara refers to as a tarte desastre, a contradiction. Perhaps we'll go into more detail at a different time. Continues the Mishnah. Tefillah se'erev ein lokeva. Mariv, tefillah se'erev, the evening tefillah, has no set time, can be said throughout the evening at all times throughout the night. Again, because the hekter chalav and ve'eram, the burning of the fats in the limbs, would take place throughout the night. V'shal musafin kol hayom, says the Mishnah, the carbon musaf, which again was brought on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, and on the various Yamim Tovim, was brought all day, and therefore, according to the Tanakama, the tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, the Yamim Tovim and Shabbos, can be said technically the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Sheva shows that really it can only be said until the 7 hours into the day, and that is the machlokas in terms of various tefillos, again based on the karbanos. So the first mission that we learned, Perek Gimel. Mishnah Vav discuss various types of tumah, and if you're able to circumvent and really go around the more severe tumah to daven and learn and so on, if you go into the mikvah machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and then we had a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the various times for davening, which of course, as we said, was really based on a machlokas that was concerning the various times for the various karbanos throughout the day. Have a great day.